Lesson 8, clear. Not long ago, I was a child, then a young girl, and now I'm even older. A woman so wise, but I realize my life went by quickly. I blinked my eyes. When I grew up, I became sad. Life beat me down. I felt broken. Though it may seem a little extreme, I turn my life around to follow my dream. I carried on. I lived with heartache. I was so numb, I wasn't awake. It all changed when I let go of fear. Beautiful music I could hear. I opened my eyes. Life became clear. As I grow old, I'll keep my smile. All of my tears gave me compassion. I was asleep. My pain was so deep. I turned my life around. With joy, I now weep. I carried on, but inside I wept. I cried for the losses I could not accept. It all changed when I let go of fear. Beautiful music I could hear. I opened my eyes, life became clear. I celebrate, it wasn't too late. I turn my life around, no reason to wait. When my life ends, I won't be afraid. I'm grateful for the gift I was given. I celebrate, it wasn't too late. I turn my life around, got up off the ground. Happiness I found. There was no reason to wait. My song Clear ends with the line, I turned my life around, there was no reason to wait. Ironically, those words were written before I ever imagined I could change my life. It wasn't that long ago when I lived an empty, zombie-like existence. Before music saved me and clarity appeared, I didn't believe anything in my life could ever change. It wasn't simple or easy to turn my life around. I needed to let go of fear. Fear prevented me from moving forward. My song Clear was powerful. Could I actually follow my own lyrics? I waited and I wondered how I would find the courage I needed. Whenever I sang the ending, I cried because I kept waiting. I believe the first step in a new direction is the most difficult. That's because the destination is unknown. Before I composed Clear, I had already written a song with the concept of the unknown. What is unknown could end up being beautiful, and there's just no way of knowing. But with fear, energy becomes contracted and the unknown appears scary. I suffered greatly trying to overcome my fear. My music and song lyrics were a magic carpet that lifted me through. Living in an empty marriage for years and years was familiar. I did not want to hurt anyone, and it felt selfish to change my life by leaving. This would deeply affect my husband and my children. I wrote my song while I was overwhelmed with caring for my sick parents. At that time, I had little energy and couldn't imagine facing the unknown. But with my father's death, everything changed. I had written Set You Free for him, but suddenly I found the courage to set myself free. Keeping my feelings inside was like torture, and now it wasn't a secret anymore. I announced that I wanted to separate after 31 years of marriage. Yet only a week after that, I developed problems with my eyesight. It turned out that I had to wait a few months to move out because I wasn't supposed to lift anything. It was such an uncomfortable situation. I had several eye surgeries and ended up with complications. I was plagued by terrible pain in my eyes, and it was difficult for me to open them. I was diagnosed with dry eye syndrome. Eventually, I moved out, but it was ironic. My song Clear did not represent how cloudy my vision was at that time. Now I had to overcome fear about my eye issues. Clear was such a beautiful evolution of my song Somewhere I Can't See because it projected what I needed to do in order to heal. I joined an online support group to help find answers. I discovered that dry eye syndrome tortured many other people all over the world. Still, I found the ability to write hopeful words to others, which ultimately were also to myself. A woman in Italy from my support group once asked me, "Judy, I am always in pain with my eyes. Where do you find the force?" I replied, "I'm honored that you wrote me. Thank you. I wonder what force I have. I've been going through a lot with my eye pain recently. It has worn me down. I think understanding is what helps us the most. So my force is that I feel so much compassion after going through suffering in my life, and I try hardest to apply it to myself. Many times I feel that there could be worse things, and I don't allow myself to be sad. That is not at all helpful. I'm thankful for the blessing of music and songs that soothe me. I just finished singing a song of mine last week named Clear. It's so ironic because I can't see clearly. But it is fear that depresses me the most. Fear that I can't do this anymore. Fear that my pain won't end and fear that I will be blind. So much fear. At this moment, I can see. And my eye pain is more manageable when I am not depressed. I am trying to let my beautiful music speak to me and make the most of every day for now." Eventually, my eye pain did ease. Like I've said before, it was very reminiscent of grief. My eyes were never the same as before, and I was forced to adjust to new eyesight. That awareness required constant acceptance. I was thankful for my song Clear because it gave me clarity and especially courage to let go of fear. The line that I love most in my song Clear is the one about getting up off the ground. That image is the one I mentioned in my story, There Was Hope for Me. Often, many of my lyric lines can be found within my stories. I've often described my former life as zombie land, where I lived a plodding existence. There was nothing I looked forward to, and I really felt like I was sleepwalking through my life. Thankfully, my current life is one where I am wide awake. I see everything clearly now and am completely in touch with my feelings. It was one thing for me to experience the pain of grief, but for so many years after that, I was never able to truly let go of grief because of the challenges I continued to face raising my children and dealing with my elderly parents. I am definitely an example of the sandwich generation. Stress and worry always felt familiar, and it became a habit for me to stuff my emotions. I didn't expect that anything would ever change, even though I was always grateful for so much in my life. My journey began when I decided to take a different path. When my new path appeared, I was ready to follow it. With my new path, everything changed for me. I opened up my heart to the world, I found music, and I became fulfilled and happy. Even though it might have taken me many years, I am so grateful I didn't wait any longer. I wish every human could find his or her own path. It is never too late. With healing, I was able to recognize the contrast between fear and clarity. Here is a list of ways where I've switched my thought process. Fear was dreading and anticipating future loss, sadness, and pain. Clarity was treasuring every possible moment with those I loved. Fear was feeling doubtful and uncertain, worrying about possible challenges in the future that I wasn't sure I could handle. Clarity was about living in the moment. Worrying about the future only sucked away my energy. Fear was dreading being alone. Clarity represented peace and serenity I achieved when I was by myself. I felt joy by doing simply what I loved. Fear was expecting someone else to soothe me and save me. Clarity meant that I didn't need someone or something material to be happy. I was content and found serenity with the simplest things. Fear was worrying if I had done something that caused someone else to be unhappy. Clarity was not blaming myself for anyone else's unhappiness. I stopped trying to cure other people's problems. I encouraged them to solve their own problems and to find their own joy. Fear was avoiding emotion because it was too scary. Suppressing my emotions required tremendous energy, which was fatiguing and numbing. Clarity was expressing myself with honesty. This gave me much more energy to live with vigor, passion, and enthusiasm. Fear was seeing my life as wasted, sad, and closing in on an old age fraught with deterioration. Clarity was seeing the portion of my life remaining as exciting and thrilling. I had so much relief about not waiting any longer or wasting any more time. Fear was terror as I imagined my life ending. Clarity was accepting that life was finite. That simple fact became the reason my life was meaningful and deeply treasured. I appreciated the many talents I was born with, but the gift I was grateful for the most was my life. Fear was looking up and seeing only the ceiling. It was familiar, drab, and colorless. Clarity was looking up and seeing a beautiful sky instead. I imagined exciting new vistas under those skies and looked forward to new experiences. Just thinking of those possibilities caused me to weep with joy. The lessons from my song Clear are within my list of fear versus clarity. I learned from hypnotherapy that my subconscious wants to hold on to worry and fear, even when I'm consciously not aware of it. Telling myself not to feel fear does not dispel it. Simply using the words don't feel puts me back on a path of suppression. Finding replacement thoughts has been far more helpful for me. When I'm overwhelmed by emotion, it's usually because something has triggered memories of other traumatic events in my life. That is very common with grief. Often we're grieving many more losses in our lives besides the one we're currently dealing with. Habits of thought can be overcome. This might be very difficult at the beginning stages of your grief journey. But one day, I'm hopeful you could replace those horror stories with comforting stories. Painful stories that trigger emotion can be rewritten. I encourage you to allow for your tears and up and out. Then try to see what the story is that has triggered your pain. There are many, many ways to tell that story. The lyrics in my song Clear say, "Life beat me down. I was broken." That's my sad story. But later on in my song, I express how all of my tears gave me compassion. I've kept my smile, followed my dream, and most importantly, turned my life around. There is no deadline. Be gentle with yourself. Just remember, it is never too late to change your thoughts, your feelings, and your life.